Hey everybody, we are reading and studying John 3 today, maybe one of my favorite chapters in the entire New Testament. I would even argue maybe one of the most important scriptures in all of the Bible. We will meet Nicodemus. Jesus meets this man. This man was from the Jewish ruling council. He was a Pharisee, a religious leader. Of course, he was steeped and learned in Old Testament law. But what makes Nicodemus different than all of the other Pharisees that we see who didn't recognize Jesus as the Savior is that he allowed himself to check it out. Isn't that one of the problems with people today and always, is that they take truth based on what other people say? Do you know how many people you run into every day that didn't grow up in a Christian home, who haven't ever learned about Christ, who have very strong opinions about Jesus and about Christianity, and they've never looked into it? So Jesus meets Nicodemus, and Nicodemus is intrigued by Jesus. He opens up his heart just enough to allow God to blow it wide open. He comes to Jesus at night, which tells us that he was afraid to do so during the day. You only did things at night if you didn't want to be seen. There was a big price for him to pay. In fact, historians tell us that in 70 AD, he had his property burned down, if it was the same Nicodemus that later theologians talk about. He paid a price, but he decided to come check it out for himself. And then Jesus uses these words for the first time in the Bible that are amazing. You must be born again. Born again, the literal translation means born from above. Here's the deal. People out there today are intrigued. If people are truly walking with Jesus, they're intrigued by them. They might not admit it, but I think that everyone is searching for happiness. I think everyone is searching for hope. Unfortunately, not everyone is searching for truth. But here's the thing. You have the answer to their emptiness. You know how to scratch their seemingly unrelievable itch. This is a great chapter. Enjoy this chapter. Let it marinate, because it's the very essence of what Christianity is all about. Being born twice, being born of a mother, and having your soul reborn, your life reborn, as you become a new creature. I'll talk to you tomorrow.